This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and what's worse, looking jealous or crazy, probably being so detached emotionally that you never feel either of those things.
I'm Brandi Posey, and Kevin Smith is the Adam Sandler of Quentin Tarantino's.
Wow. I'm Tess Barker, and your 30s are all about learning to take hard drugs in moderate amounts.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Ben. Show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Cha-cha!
Hi, guys.
To Lady to Lady, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Been a long time, huh?
Been a long time since the rock and roll.
What is that?
It's a, the Who?
A rock song. Okay.
Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin.
Okay,
it's
cool.
A rock song.
It's a rock song.
A couple quick plugs at the top of the show.
Butt plugs.
Yeah, might be selling those on tour. You never know.
Maybe.
That would be a fun.
That would be a great your face as a butt plug.
Like it's a merch. That would be fun. Just coming up somewhere.
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah, there you go. Shove my comedy up your ass by coming to see me. On tour. Or, you know, however you enjoy comedy. Put it in your ear holes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All my dates are on brandiposey.com, but starting on the 22nd until the 4th of July, I'm basically going to have shows in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Rochester, New York, Toronto, Canada, Detroit, Michigan, Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Show Me Your Presidents, Omaha, Nebraska, Fort Collins, Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, and I'm doing the second half of those dates with Lisa Curry, former guest of the show.
Wow.
So come out to those.
Such
it's super fun.
Every time you like announce your tour dates, I feel like you're like one of those kids that's like memorized the song of all the states.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't even think I knew about some of those cities.
Me either.
Or
some of those states.
Haven't been. Yeah. I have not been to South Dakota yet, and I'm like legit so stoked for it.
Yeah.
I like almost didn't plan a show for the next day so I could have a second day in South Dakota because there's so much that I want to do there.
Oh, shit.
I can't wait.
I mean, you're going to see Mount Rushmore, right?
I'm not because it's on the other end of the state.
You got to go.
I know. I can't.
Figure it out.
I can't.
Wake up early and go.
It's like 400.
Do you think that Brandi has not tried to figure this out?
Believe me.
It's 400 miles.
My Omaha show was going to, 400 miles one way, and then I'd have to come back and then 200 miles down. Yeah. So it's like a 1,000 miles added on in like a day.
Yeah.
Well, I would walk 1,000 miles to see the presidents.
Believe me.
See the presidents.
Well, it's funny too, because my boyfriend was also like, you can't see Mount Rushmore without me for the first time, because he's a big president buff, and he was like threatened by Lisa for a minute. He was just like, "Are you going to Mount Rushmore with Lisa for the first time?" And it was like, "No, no, it's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're not going.
We'll go. It's fine. I got like a week. I want to spend in South Dakota.
It is really funny though that it's just like a destination to see a big face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh, I love it. But that's Mount Rushmore.
I mean, it's great.
Mount Rushmore's a cover up for Native American gold, you guys.
Right.
One of the conspiracy theories?
That's the plot of National Treasure 2.
Excuse me. My sorry.
I'll take that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the only thing like Mount Rushmore that I have like left like that in America where I'm like, I have to see this is Dollywood.
Yeah, Dollywood's a blast.
Oh, let's bring our guest on.
Yeah, let's bring our guest on. Very funny comic, performs all over the country and lives in Los Angeles. We're lucky to have her. Kieran Diol, everybody.
Hi. Oh, the kids are here.
That's so adorable.
I know, right?
It's like a kindergarten class just like me. And then I'm like, pussy.
Jazz hands, pussy.
Yeah. You can tell a lot by someone by how they react to the kids. Because some people like get really like clinched up by the sound of children.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why they're...
That one.
So pleasant to the ears.
There was a kid today. I went to the Mindy Clinic earlier this morning, and there was like the
Mindy Clinic?
The Minute Clinic.
I definitely heard the Mindy Clinic also.
It's
like
the Mindy Project has opened its own doctor's office.
I would much prefer
because
that.
Because they already have this set.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's make
the weekends, let's make some money.
Thrifting.
Poor people in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. It was so funny because it was like this. His mother and dad, and like their child, and the kid kept like, he was like maybe 3 or 4, and he kept opening the door of the Minute Clinic and trying to run out, and they would grab
him.
What's
the Minute Clinic?
It's like where you go to the doctor if you don't have insurance.
It's like
or if
CVS.
You don't want to like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So the
okay.
CVS doctor.
Oh, okay.
If you like, because you know you call most doctor's offices and they're like, we can put you in 2.5 weeks. And right. It's like.
You're like, I just need something so I can breathe now.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Can you check this out? Please. Thank you. So yeah. You go to the Minute Clinic.
The Minute Clinic makes me feel like the Minute Man.
Yeah.
Because it's like, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, just a quick bend over. We'll get it in.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
We'll just go for a quick in out.
I just like being able to buy makeup remover and get something checked out in the same. Mm-hmm.
You're great. Blowing my mind. I didn't know that CVS had clinics.
You seem like
they're
a
hard
clinic
to find.
Gal.
I know.
They're
that's surprised. Why
they're not close by though. They're
yeah,
kind of...
yeah. Well, there's one in La Cañada, best one to go to because the people of La Cañada are all rich people that have their own doctors.
Right.
So I'm sure they don't go to Minute Clinic. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a good one.
This is a hot tip.
Yeah. But this little kid kept running out, and then he would like look at me every time, like, "Huh, who are you?" And it was enough of a pause that his parents could grab him and pull him back into the room. It happened like 5 times. I was like, okay. And I was like, I don't speak.
Was he the one getting checked out or the
all three? I heard the doctor before when the doors closed one time, and she was like, oh, I'm checking all 3 of you out today. And I was like, oh, there's something wrong with this family.
The Minute Clinic sounds like a very colorful place.
Yeah. There's a lot going on over there.
Clinics in general tend to have a lot going on.
Yeah, that's
true. I feel like you can mm-hmm. always walk out with higher self-esteem.
Definitely.
My clinic that I used to go to before I had health insurance, I went to the, I'm going to plug this place because I loved it so much, the Hollywood Walk-In Clinic mm-hmm. in Hollywood. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that place is great.
Everyone who works there is hot, first of all. It's $75.
Well, it's in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's in mm-hmm. Hollywood. And that one's like, you're like, wow, this is like the cool, like, Minute Clinic. Like, For $75, you can get anything done.
Yeah.
Including a weed prescription. And a B12 shot.
Oh, it's
yeah,
part of
I
it?
Forgot that they wow. also do that.
They
yeah.
do we, but they're also like legit good doctors.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
And a lot of them star in Geico commercials.
Exactly.
Free time. They're like, it's gonna spawn.
Like, I want to see your diploma and also your IMDb at the same time. Like, that's how I know you're a good doctor in LA.
There's at least 50 people who could do that.
Yes,
in
I know.
Town, I'm sure.
There definitely are.
At least. Probably more.
Mm-hmm.
I used my Obamacare. Oh, wait. Are you done?
No, yeah, that's it.
I used my Obamacare finally, and I, like, went to the doctor. Doctor's office parking lot shares a parking lot with a taco place. And hard to find a spot in there.
Yeah.
And so, I realized that his fucking, he has a neon open sign on the doctor's office.
Oh, no.
Was that's it a bad flashing? Sign.
It was not flashing, luckily.
Thank goodness.
But that I mean, means they don't give happy endings, because if it's flashing, then your doctor
right. Oh, God, if
is
only,
that code?
Right?
I think that's the massage.
Is it really?
Code. If the flashing sign means happy endings.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, learn something new in Lady to Lady.
I know.
I knew about rubmaps.com.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
I knew about
where you find.
Where you find the people, but I didn't know about the flashing sign code.
Yeah, so. I think the flashing sign is like a wink, wink. Open, very
wow.
open.
Lady to Lady is all about learning.
Yeah, well, it is.
So I went mm-hmm. and saw them for the first time, and you know, you have to get like a recommendation for a specialist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, can I like get a gynecologist recommendation? And they were like, well, what's wrong? And I was like, I just want to go.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to go yearly.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, well, you need like a problem. And I was like, okay, fine. I just kind of was like, fine. And I left and yeah. I went back to my car, and then like the nurse comes out in jeans and her like, top uh-huh. her like scrub top and is like, so what do you need, like a pap smear, like in
oh
the parking
God.
Lot of this like,
are you at the taco so,
yes,
in the parking taco. Lot of the taco restaurant, a nurse came out and asked if you needed a pap smear.
Well, you got a little extra cheese in your taco, Barbara. What
yeah.
are you talking about here? point
yeah,
to me on their
it.
Menu
yeah.
what your problem is.
Yeah, so she was like through my window like, so you need like a pap smear? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, we can do that here. She was like, we have a female, whatever. I was going to say comedian. We have a female doctor that you can see. Because I shouldn't want to see the male one,
yeah.
you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Also, you just want a fucking gyno.
Yeah. It
no,
was just a really.
This is healthcare now, though.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the doctor's great, and I'm like happy to have it, and I it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
But it was just like a really fun experience that she came out and talked
oh
to me
God.
Through the window.
Like a. Like you're at Sonic.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, okay, and one pap smear.
That's got to be like against some kind of HIPAA law to just scream, do you need a pap smear now in a parking lot at a patient? Probably. I would think.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's probably implied in the HIPAA law.
Yeah.
We know that you're probably not going to do this, so we don't have to list it. It's also like, don't murder the patients. Don't scream about what the pap smears by the taco stand.
Yeah.
It's a little on the nose.
Yeah.
That's the image of like looking at a taco and being like, which one does your vagina look like?
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Where are you at? Like, how severe? Are you spicy? Mild?
Yeah.
Is it like a ground beef situation?
Are you seeing a lot of sauerkraut?
Hopefully not guacamole.
I hope someone is eating tacos right now during their lunch break.
And then they're just like, nom, 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 nom.
Delicious.
They rev up into them more. You're welcome.
Man, some sweet doc talk.
Yeah.
Or like not real doc. Like we're
These are all fake doctors.
Fake doctors.
Yeah. But you have a real doctor.
Kind of. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also call, you can do those things where you call a number and like talk to a doctor over the phone, which I've done.
Yeah. Well, there's like the online doctor that you can like Skype with a doctor.
This is my thing though. I didn't have health insurance for a fucking decade. I'm very used to the internet being my doctor, and I got health insurance so that would stop being the fucking case.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you have it. For people who don't, though, it might be a good option.
For people, I don't think you can access that stuff without insurance.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, for mine, it's like part of the insurance. They have like a G-chat with the doctor.
Oh. No, this is like separate, like
the nurse.
This is,
You get to talk to a nurse 24/7.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to say anything.
No.
They're only allowed to be like, sorry, you need to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
They're basically only allowed to be like, oh, you're about to die, call 911.
Yeah.
What does it take for you to trust a doctor? I was like, as a person who has played a lot of doctors on television,
have you?
Pretty much my wheelhouse.
Is it really?
I've played a decent number of doctors.
How
on
many
television.
Doctors have you played?
Well, I've played maybe three. I played
that's
two.
A lot.
I played one on Parenthood. Nice. I played one on How to Get Away with Murder this year.
Yeah.
And then it was like, and then there's like another show. And the people who work for me were like, we're not doing any more doctor things. And I was like, yes, I agree.
That's good,
yeah. You know. I have enough for my reel.
You
good.
Do have a very authoritative tone to your voice. Like, I would take news from you.
Thank you. I also think it's that when, like, exactly, like the largely like white middle-aged writers who are deciding how to add diversity to their shows, they're like, I know what would be original. A doctor who's Indian. We could see that in our imagination.
Yeah.
That
happens doctor's Indian.
All the time. Yeah. That's the same thing with
people like, I see this in real life. I know. Oh my God, we're so revolutionary. Nobody's ever thought of this before. Meanwhile, like 100% of like Indian actors are like rolling their eyes collectively.
Yeah.
Hardcore. That's like principals. They always make principals black because they're like, well, that's like an authoritative, great job. Like we put a black person in.
See, you're a sergeant.
Yeah,
you're a principal. Look at you with your authority controlling white people with tiny scenes and no personality. Look at you. You go, girl. You go, girl. So much of that.
You look like the perfect person to deliver some terrible news.
Yeah. So it's pretty, it's pretty funny. But my father had a psychiatrist recently. And so I was thinking about, we went in to go see the psychiatrist and I was like, I don't trust, like if I can't trust your facial hair,
how am I
supposed to trust your medical opinion?
That's absolutely, especially facial hair because it's on your head.
Yeah.
What was the facial hair situation?
And it's by your stupid face, right?
Yeah.
And he had a pencil beard.
Like
like an Ali G style pencil beard. Clearly woke up and looked at that in the morning and thought
he trimmed it to perfection.
Yes, because that's a lot of work to maintain.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that.
And that, and then like very, very like a lot of hair gel. Like third cousin of a Kardashian kind of hair gel. Oh. Just like a very, just the whole. And I was looking at him and I was like, I don't think you would get cast as a doctor on television.
Yeah.
Hence, I don't trust you.
I think we're really right in this instance to draw conclusions from hair gel. You just can't trust someone who uses that much hair gel.
Gel is a point of judgment because it's not like my face is stupid looking. Yeah. It's like those are decisions that you make to make that happen. And you're going to make other decisions about somebody that I care about's brain.
Yeah.
So what's the
Yeah,
I don't think you should judge someone on how they look unless it's their facial hair.
I agree.
Yeah. Decisions that they can control.
Yes.
Well, like the hair gel is like a butterfly effect. It's like, because it's like that person, he wears that hair gel, he's making bad decisions, he's giving bad decisions to other people in his office. Those just kind of ripple out in the world. Like it's a good way to judge who you want to affect your life and the people around you.
Hair gel is also complicated because it's like it's so close to the brain. Yeah. Does it seep into the brain? Yeah, exactly.
Well, although they say that about bleach.
I was going to say, we can't say anything about like putting.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, and that's totally not true. Birds.
That's funny. So Brandy went on to Drag Race a while back.
Yeah, this is awesome. So the Drag Race tour happens. Do you watch Drag Race?
No,
Karen.
Tell
okay.
me. Tell me. Just give me the.
It's the most important show that's ever existed.
It's RuPaul's Drag Race RuPaul's show. Drag Race. Competition. Yes.
I've definitely heard about this.
I so highly recommend it for everybody.
Yeah, okay. We talk about it a lot on the show. If for some reason you're unfamiliar with our love for Drag Race,
yes, yeah,
then you're not a true fan.
Yeah. But it's more than a reality show. It's also like a life philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's an inspiration. It's an art form. It's a universe. And it's the Ruuniverse.
And I just want to make sure it's not a vehicle-based show, right?
No.
It's like a
No.
It's like a fashion.
Oh, you really don't know. Okay.
No. It's like a
oh, you're really this stupid. Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought you were doing a bit. I was like, just
yeah,
to
it's
clarify.
Drag queens working on classic cars.
I don't think
there are.
No.
Most. I don't think
so
most. Most drag queens are not allowed to have licenses. I don't think.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm kidding. It's a comedy podcast. I'm joking.
I will say though, RuPaul is a huge car person.
Yeah, she is.
Which is, I mean, like a lot of the like graphic design on Drag Race actually is like Ru, like in. So it's not a. Totally off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it is like them competing in different drag type
it's
challenges.
It's like Project Runway with drag queens. Basically. Oh, yeah.
That's a great description.
Yes. But like imagine like a Tyra that like was a spiritual guru.
Got it.
Yeah.
But if I was like, what is Project Runway? just go down a rabbit hole of
what
pop
is a
culture.
Project?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, what
is a runway?
What is America's Next Top Model? What is this? What is that? What is Survivor?
Who am I?
Which reality show are you? That BuzzFeed quiz that exists in the world, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But they do a live drag tour because they're obviously all live performers. And I went to go see it in Anaheim a couple weeks ago. And it was amazing because, like, number one, Michelle Visage is, like, the host of the show. And she is, like, on the show, she's one of the judges. And she's great. But then you listen to her and Ru's podcast and you like her more. And then you see her host a show live and you're like, aha. Everything makes sense. You are the fiercest person that I've ever seen.
Really?
She made everything about all of the kids in the audience. And all the, because there were all these like young gay kids running around in like wigs and dresses with their moms and grandmas. And it was like, it was a room full of love and acceptance. And like Michelle, like after every performance, just kept hitting that over and over again about how like it's important to be like unique to yourself. And they're there to support you. And like, it was just like love for 3 hours. It was insane. And it's like all like your favorite queens from other seasons like perform, and like they all did a giant under the sea dance number, and they all came there were two or three like complete like full cast like dance numbers and like lip syncs and everything, and then each queen had their own like their own thing they did too. Like it was really funny. Like Ginger Minj, who's like one of my favorites, she started out with she did like the Adele song Hello. And then she would cut between that and the Lionel Richie song, Hello.
Oh, my God. She was like, that's amazing.
She was playing it back and forth. And, like, it was funny because you could see, like, so season 7 on the show was, like, not everybody's favorite season. Because a lot of, like, the top queens were, like, pretty. And that's about it. besides Ginger. Like, Ginger was a top queen. Ginger can, like, bring it. But, like, the funniest one is, like, Miss Fame, who is, like, she got really far in that season. She does not have a talent besides being beautiful. And so they have, like, members of, like, the pit crew who are, like, these, like, hot gay dancers that are there, like, performing. And so for Miss Fame's segment of the show, everybody else is, like, lip syncing and dancing or singing live. Miss Fame brings out like a giant sketch pad and does like a fashion sketch while pit crew members are just like dancing around her trying to like make a show.
That is so fucking funny.
It was hilarious.
So she was What's his name from Magic Mike XXL?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. She literally,
Jason Nash.
She literally was Tarzan from Magic Mike.
I've seen Magic Mike XXL.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So yeah. You know at the end when he just the old guy who just paints like a painting of a woman instead of dancing. Do you remember that one? Oh, whatever.
You forget that one because the rest is so good.
Yeah. I was like, I had a very hyper lens of focus in that film of what I was focusing on.
Yeah.
It was largely what was in underwear.
Right.
He was, yeah. By the time you got to the end, you weren't thinking about like the opening acts for that grand finale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was so funny though, because me and my boyfriend was there. My boyfriend's gotten really into Drag Race too. So, straight guys, if you're listening, this show was awesome. Because his whole thing is, he's like, I love Drag Race for the same reason I love sports. Because I'm watching people at the top of their game being the top of their game. And that's the most exciting thing about sports. Like, it's like with anything.
Yeah.
And like, when Miss Fame was doing this, he was just like, this is fucking bullshit. He was getting so mad. It was amazing. I was like, I never thought that you would be this upset at a drag show with
me.
Yeah. So funny. Highly recommend that tour when it comes to your town. If anything, just to like witness the Michelle Visage of Michelle Visage.
I would love to see her perform because she's someone who
sings. She sung a couple of songs. She's got a great voice. She had several costume changes. They do a live snatch game. It's like,
God, I cannot wait to be. Cool. After going to our friend's wedding the other night, I was like, I cannot wait to have multiple costume changes at like. I guess I want to get married to do that, but I don't know, just something.
Yeah,
at an event.
I want to do a multiple costume change event.
I've been to a few weddings with costume changes, and I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. I love a costume change.
I think our next live Lady to Lady, we got to implement. And we've done it before, but I think we should like try to implement like hardcore actual.
Oh, that would
like,
be funny.
While we host, like, changing.
I don't see why not. Well, I mean, like, I'm actually pretty good at quick change stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a couple like shows I've done where I was just the quick change person.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah.
So then you could do like, you could take photographs, like Polaroids that you could put up on like what you are wearing.
Our looks.
Your looks during the different segments so that you can include them. Underneath the podcast, Indian weddings have a lot of costume changes. So I'm like, old hat. People.
Yeah. Know about, we're behind the times here.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. There's a lot of costume changes.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, cool.
Of course there are.
How many?
It's a spectacle.
Well, and the weddings are like 3 days long, right?
Well, it depends on who's doing it. But yeah, there's normally like multiple. Yeah, there's, if it's like a long, I went to one in India where it was like multiple days. Oh, she had like, yeah, she had like five, six outfits.
That's awesome.
I will say that like, because I don't really care about clothes very much. I'm quite lazy. That's the word I would use. I like wearing garbage bags.
garbage.
But it's like this, when I was at that wedding, people were, I mean, just really such beautiful clothing for like this one event, like nicer than the Golden Globes. And it was like, I don't normally go to things and feel underdressed.
Right.
But I went to this and I was like, oh, like, I'm not going to fucking, you know, just bring it a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said at this Indian wedding.
And I gotta bring it a little.
Yeah. Everyone was like, what is she talking about?
It is a horrible feeling when you're either way, if you're the underdressed or the overdressed one.
You want to cruise. I don't want to be the best dressed person in a room. I don't want to be so schleppy that people are pointing you out. I want to cruise right in the middle, like just at the radar of like acceptability, but not overly noticeable.
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I only either get extremely dressed up or wear trash bags.
That's the way I handle it. The only problem I ever have with that is if I'm going to a wedding where I am conscious of the fact that I could outshine the bride.
Okay.
There's been a couple that I've gone to where I've been like, you have to be more conscious of what you're wearing.
Wow.
Just like, don't go full branding.
Right.
Really?
Got it.
Yeah. There's been a couple where I've been like, I should just,
I mean,
don't go crazy.
Girl, I'm not showing up in white at your wedding.
No,
but
no,
besides
no.
that, I'm bringing full stops.
Full stops.
So that's a note to the entire audience. Don't invite Tess to your wedding.
But don't you want me to look hot at your wedding?
Yes.
Now I'm interested to see what happens when I invite Brandon to my wedding.
I know.
Just say like, all right, what do you fucking show up in?
Yeah.
Where am I at?
For some reason, I just pictured your wedding. Honestly, I think I'm probably...
First of all, who am I getting married to?
No, I wasn't picturing that. I was picturing us.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I only picture like half of the wedding party.
Yeah, right. I'm just picturing us like getting ready to whoever you're marrying.
Yeah.
whatever is
this? I am going to do a fake. I mean, I feel like it'd be so fun to do a fake wedding. To nothing. Like Ian Abramson, a comic, he married his career in Chicago. He married a briefcase.
Yeah. So funny.
I listened to the opposite of that where it was like a Radio Lab or some show where a couple had a breaking up funeral for their relationship, and I was like, white people must be stopped.
No. I hate that.
It was just, it gave me the heebie-jeebies for days.
Ugh.
I kind of like it.
Or there was a girl who married herself. There's a whole thing where you can marry yourself, like promise yourself to yourself.
Okay, I could kind of get on board with that. Like, it
just meditate every day. You don't have to fucking.
You don't have to make it a production.
You don't make it a thing. I mean, but I do agree. I think it is fun though, because it is like for people who aren't married. Like, come on, we should be able to have
you
a party.
You still should have a party. That's my thing. Everyone should be. I think this would solve a lot if we were all guaranteed a giant party with a pretty dress, because then it levels. Yeah. You're not getting married for that. You're for sure gonna have that.
Yeah, you're for sure gonna have.
You're gonna
that.
For sure have.
But you're
that.
Not. More like, importantly, you're for sure gonna have a registry.
Yes.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like, I want a fucking registry.
I want a registry. I want that gun. Give me that fucking gun.
And
that
then you
gun?
Get to get your...
Oh, the registry gun.
Yeah, give me that gun.
No.
Yeah. You just wanted guns on your registry.
No.
That's what I thought.
It's
too.
Just like I'm all registered.
Damn.
Somebody's
you
going
guys,
to a gun
I
show.
Think Tess is trying to buy the George Zimmerman gun for her.
Oh my god! Don't even say that.
Sorry. Just when you said that gun.
No, I just I have. You know what I mean? The laser gun where you just laser
right. You like go to Target and. Laser.
Yeah, you just walk around Target like, yes, please, Target. Yes, please, yes, please. I know that's that was my first.
You would?
That was where you, that was your go-to. Your go-to registry place is Target.
I went straight to Target.
And you're like, I'm going to get a lot of bang for my buck.
No, but really. Yeah. I know who my friends
but
are,
But also,
too.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be a dick, and I'm not going Crate and Barrel. Like, I'm all I'm going to get is 10,000 pillows for my friends. It's the only thing anyone can afford.
Crate and Barrel in terms of wedding registries
is
also isn't that fancy.
I've never been there.
Oh, man. We're going to go take Barbara to Crate and Barrel and show her what she's missing. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
And I'm Tess.
And we're here with Karen Deal.
Hi.
I just like gave you a weird expectation. Like,
I know.
Say your fucking
say, who are you?
Say your name.
We're going to play Would You Rather 90s Trend Edition.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm excited.
Rather?
Okay. Rather?
That's live. Live rather.
We're very talented, as you can see.
So that was a song by the three of you.
Yes.
That was from the pop demo tape.
Yes. That's on our sizzle tape.
Got it.
Well, it's appropriate, the Would You Rather that we're doing, because we did have a brief stint of being a 90s girl group.
Yeah.
That was one of our...
That, yeah. No, it's not over for us, but it is for us.
What was your name? Our campaign.
What was your name?
Our name was...
Plastic Smiles.
Plastic Smiles. Yep.
That sounds way too indie and cool. I was expecting some riff on One Direction.
Oh.
Or Spice Girls or something.
Yeah.
You know, something more pop.
What about the Salty Girls?
The Salty?
Salty Girls.
Salty Girls.
Salty Salsa?
Salty Salsa? But I feel like then we should be Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're too white to pull off Salty Salsa.
Pieces would be written.
Yeah.
Salty Salsa.
We don't need those. The wrong pieces would be written.
It was back in the 90s, so we're free of think pieces.
That's true.
Oh, that is true. Make a good point. Ah, the days.
Okay. Let's get this. I want to look at these 90s pictures.
Yeah. So I just Googled, would you rather 90s? Because I was like, we found like a bunch of like random generic ones, and then we found this. Okay. It's going through all
90s
of...
trend edition. So we've got, so they said, yes, I'm talking butterfly clips, body glitter, crimped hair, choker necklaces. You get the idea.
Remember how all body glitter smelled like CK1?
No, I didn't have any body glitter.
I don't know what CK1 smells like.
Barbara's theme of this podcast is, I'm poor.
Not that, I just wasn't a body glitter type.
I believe that, but you don't know what CK1 smells like?
No, I don't like scents.
But people that you went to school with didn't wear it?
I don't like scents.
Not that they were like, hey, this is CK1, but I'm wearing. I don't know anybody that
maybe
like...
Maybe it was just my high school. Like, everyone
no,
I
remember
I know,
that being a big deal.
I don't remember anybody ever announcing like, hey, check this out. And like...
Really?
No.
Do you remember like t-shirts from the swap shop that said CK on it that like your grandpa
bought? Those were a big...
Yes.
Not really.
Yeah.
No, my high school was very Abercrombie and Fitch.
Really?
Yeah. My high school was like very, very preppy.
Got it.
Yeah.
But CK1 also
was
preppy.
CK1 was preppy for sure.
Soup's preppy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just to make it to the East Coast.
Maybe no, if you're from the East Coast, will you please let us know if you know about CK1?
Let me know if I'm completely
from where are you from? Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. And you know what it was?
I did.
Maybe the Northeast. Where are you from? Northeast, like Maryland.
Because it was the first non-gender specific cologne. David. So everyone wore it.
David doesn't know?
It
might be.
He's younger than us.
I know, that's true. But it might be Northeast that just doesn't know.
Wow, I'm very curious to hear about this.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was a universal phenomena.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys have Bath and Body Works out here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was just, they're re-releasing those goddamn scents.
Ugh.
Those scents make me want to yak in a fucking garbage bag.
Oh, God, I hate it.
They're all their body sprays?
The like warm vanilla and plumeria.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Ew, you liked it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, here you go. Okay. Would you rather have to rock a bucket hat or a super stylish visor?
I like that it says, would you rather have to rock a stupid...
If Tessa's gun was to your head...
My laser gun.
Yeah. Laser gun was to your head. Would you rather rock a bucket hat or a stylish visor? I'm going to say... Okay, first of all, I owned a bucket hat.
Yes, you did. I know
of
you did.
Of course I did. Mm-hmm. It was light blue.
Yeah.
It was very ugly. I wore it to Lagoon on my birthday.
Ooh.
Lagoon was the Utah's theme park.
Okay. So it was a birthday bucket hat.
Birthday bucket hat. Fell in love with Joshy, the ride operator in it. I mean, I guess I'll have to go with bucket hats. Obviously associated with so many good memories.
You got a good track record with this bucket
Plus,
hat.
Plus, I also associate it with that one song, with the don't let go, you got the music in you, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was wearing a bucket hat on.
Oh. Wow, yeah. You have like really strong
bucket hat memories.
Your memory is really weird. How do you remember? You remember the first time you blushed and every time you've seen a bucket hat?
No, that's me.
Maybe bucket hats are the hobby you've been looking for.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting into them now, guys.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're the one to bring them back.
No, fuck. They're so ugly.
Yeah.
Thank God, because I know 90s stuff is coming back, and thank God those aren't. Also, this is not really a bucket hat Christina Aguilera is wearing this picture. They're much shorter and grosser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I also have like a really big smile. So when I wear a hat like that, I feel like it just makes my mouth look even bigger. And I just look like,
yeah,
like Audrey 2 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going visor.
Absolutely visor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like visor's kind of sporty too.
Visors, I'm kind of a sporty Spice mm-hmm. girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so visor.
I think I go visor too, because if I'm being forced to wear one of these hats, I'm going to look douchey in either one.
Okay.
So visor, I think I can straight up douche it more.
And at least your head's free. Like a hat.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the nice thing about a visor is the breathability.
Yes.
I'm going to go visor just because I want Barbara to feel alone.
I like that. That's correct.
Perfect.
Well,
fine. Perfect.
She's like, fuck you.
I'm going to actually vote in this because I wonder. Okay, so we voted visor. Okay. I have no idea if this will do anything.
Okay.
Oh, 64.72% people said bucket hat. So fuck you guys.
Oh, shit.
Ew, who are these people?
The people are on your side.
Would you rather break in some Birkenstocks or jam in some jellies?
Oh, I tried to break in Birkenstocks and they were a fucking nightmare.
Oh, man. I'm all about those Birks.
Jelly shoes have hurt my feet on multiple occasions.
Kieran's face
in my life.
Is just like
absolutely horrifying.
There's no good choices here.
What do you, I mean,
they
again,
both are bad, like bad for your feet.
Oh, I was
right?
gonna say they're both amazing shoes. Jellies. Oh, come on, you guys. Jellies. The smell of a fresh pair of jellies.
I
out
do
of
like the
box.
Smell.
Right?
I've been burned by jellies before. They have hurt my feet on several occasions.
Yeah, so many blisters.
Yeah.
They're shoes made out of garbage.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're still.
Do you know what else was made out of garbage? Emma Watson's dress at the Met Gala.
Oh. Yeah. Fair point.
Maybe don't diss garbage so hard.
I said I like jellies.
Otherwise, like, this might be a shitty shoe, but garbage can make awesome clothing.
And then, like, Birks.
Yeah.
I had a pair of Birks in high school that I got, like, and I thought I got them at Costco with my dad, and I was like, no big deal. I have Birks now. And
I know this is going to be controversial, but I vote TiVos over Birks.
You're so Utah.
The face the test just made.
I know. I'm Utah.
You legit.
I'd hike through the fucking Narrows and.
Okay. Can you pull up what a different... Tiva is on this?
Yeah. Tiva is like a strap, a sandal with Velcro.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
They're ugly, but they are so comfortable. They're so comfortable.
This is like theme park dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Straight.
I'm in theme park dad mode. You got the bucket hat.
Are you going to wear a, what is that?
Crop top?
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack?
I'm thinking crop top, fanny pack.
I like that.
This actually is starting to sound like a really cute outfit.
Yeah.
And jean shorts.
Cut off jean shorts. Maybe cargo shorts, obviously, if I'm going this direction.
But you guys, can I also say one more thing about Birkenstocks?
Yes.
Sean still has a pair that he actively wears.
Really?
And how do you feel?
I'm fine with it.
With socks?
No.
He doesn't strike me as a Birkenstock guy.
Exactly.
He strikes me as a, what are those, the Adidas sandals with the balls.
Oh, yeah.
That strikes me as more of a, his.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you wear those with like your breakaway pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grateful Dead. It's where I think we get the Brooks.
Oh, right.
Do you consider yourself an accepting person?
Yeah.
Not the look she just gave me for liking Tivas, though. Come on.
That says a lot about Tivas.
Kieran, how do you feel about these choices?
I'm very judgmental about the sandal with the short, the cargo short, because I feel like... I know it's not a personal vendetta against me, but one thing I've noticed, it feels very personal because I feel like every time still that I go to like a barbecue or any outdoor event, women are dressed to the nines. I mean, they're in sundresses. They look adorable. Whatever the heel is, it's very adorable. And all the dudes there are just rocking some version of just garbage footwear with a cargo short. Mm-hmm. A lot of times socks and sandals. A lot of times. And I was just like, guys, make an effort. Let's pretend that we care what we look like. And you can't just put your dick in somebody.
Yeah,
anyway.
Cargo shorts are bullshit. Like, no, a dick has never been pulled out of a cargo short.
I'm here to tell you that's not true.
No, Tess.
Are you kidding me?
Of course, please.
Of course.
It's like, oh, it's like such a,
of course.
It's quotable. It's like a meme.
You've never pulled a dick. Yeah,
no,
right.
I we all. Not.
Why are you guys acting like I'm the only one who lived through the early aughts? We've all
I didn't
pulled
fuck
a handy
fuck
out
anyone.
Of some cargo shorts.
I haven't fucked anyone in the early aughts. I didn't fuck anybody for a long time.
Well, then that's your own problem.
Jess has pulled many dicks out of many
but
cargo
you
shorts.
Live in Southern California, so they were all dicks in cargo shorts.
That's
here.
What I mean. Like, I wanted the dicks.
Yeah,
all right. They were all in cargo shorts.
But, I mean... I don't appreciate it either. Put some effort in.
Women are so accepting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've noticed if I'm on one of the, it's like, this is a dating application.
Yes. Right.
This is a dating, it's like me just like circling my finger in the air. But I've noticed that when you have a choice, I don't know what this says about me, but consistently I'll be like, oh, who's this one? And it's always like, I like men.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of those men who like other men are putting...
Wait, why are they showing you gay guys?
I don't know, because the app that I'm on, they'll show you a mix of whoever.
But they shouldn't... Yeah. I think you're supposed to choose your preference, and then maybe they're bisexual or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
It's possible.
Maybe I need to change my settings, because it feels like I get duped every time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this person has got their shit together a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so cruel, though.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed consistently they look better. And then I was like, maybe.
Guys who are too well dressed in dating apps, though, are like,
it's enough.
It's too much.
It's not try hardy. I think that a lot of the gay men, they really are towing the line in a very effective way.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to just look at you. But it's like it's like they're towing the line and like, oh, I'm presentable and, you know, mature and kind and good and everything that's.
And unavailable.
Yeah. And deeply unavailable. Welcome to my story.
Yeah.
You want a guy that paid a decent amount of money for an athletic sock, right?
Sure, I like that.
Yeah. Because like a cheap white athletic sock is like to me like the biggest turnoff in the world.
Oh, really?
Cheap
white athletic socks?
The ones that are like scrunched down.
Yeah, those
that
are
don't
disgusting.
Fit,
yeah.
I hate them.
Oh,
I want an athletic sock that you're like, all right, you're gonna wear athletic socks, but you picked out a stylish one.
Respect yourself.
Yeah.
Respect yourself enough for decent socks.
Yes. I have
exactly.
I've gotten to the point where I throw away bad socks and bad underwear.
Me too.
And I'm
Me
so
too.
Like,
it feels amazing.
It feels like, oh, wow, I've really graduated to
adulthood. Yeah. And actually, I'm just lazier because now I just don't match my socks. I just throw them away.
Oh, yeah. Barely.
Just last Wednesday, I spilled wine all over my entire body and then got my own granny panties wet and had to put them in the trash. So that's where I'm at.
Granny panties you can save even if there's a wine stain, I feel.
They're
you would add to them.
But it was like, it was already like,
they were already like your granny panties.
I just haven't done laundry. So I was just like, I was like at the bottom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I was just in the,
these are the
I was
last
in
choice.
The, I was just in the, but then I was going to, I was in my car and I was pulling something out and my friend was definitely like, are those granny panties? Did you fold them down? And I was like, yes, I had to, you have to fold them down.
Oh, they had wearing, that extra inch.
Yeah, they've got
they
the, like, yeah, they've got the, well, they were CVS granny panties.
Oh.
Yeah. From another emergency trip when I hadn't done laundry and went to go buy underwear from a, this is
you know, for, no, someone, I, for no. someone who plays a doctor, you do not have your shit together.
That's why it's called acting, Barbara.
You certainly seem like an actor for someone who plays a doctor. Yeah, I had that. I pull that move a lot too, because I pack. This is how I like. I travel a lot, but I still pack like. It's like a grab bag kind of situation where I just kind of go through my closet like, okay, you know, like I don't, and then I just kind of buy what I need when I get, it's not a good habit, but like, I never have enough underwear. I never have, you know, so I'm always buying underwear in random locations. Mm-hmm. And I was in Brooklyn and I had been on the same pair of underwear for like 2 days and I had to get on a plane and I was like, I just can't fly home in these dirty underwear.
Yeah.
So I had to go to a bodega where this like Orthodox Jewish couple was working and like they were just, and they were like, it was like, they kind of had like everything. I was just hoping they had underwear and I was hoping they would just let me like sniff out the underwear myself. And the wife, like,
not the right
word.
And the wife, like, insisted on helping me, and I had to like have her help me. No, I'm sorry, it was the husband. The husband helped me pick out my
girls. They're secret pervs.
Yeah,
nothing worse than being in a store and someone insisting they help you, and you're like, get the fuck away! I just want to be alone. And
Especially like in a catch-all store like that. Like, you're probably there because like something's gone. You just have a situation to deal with.
Yeah. I was in Rio like a week or I was 2 weeks ago,
like
right?
The Brazil Rio.
Brazil Rio. Oh, and wow. So it was like in a favela, and like we were being escorted by the police because it wasn't supposed to be safe. But whatever. But I like got my period.
Yeah.
And so it's like I'm being escorted by a man. Very handsome man, because all the men are very handsome. And so I'm being escorted by him, speak not a lick of the language. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know what I was going in for. Like, it was supposed to be explained. But then it was like the woman very confident, like the man very confidently goes to the other, you know, the person at the counter of like this pharmacy, says something. And then, oh, yeah, this is where they are. This is where they are. And then picks out just batteries. Just like Duracell batteries.
Yeah, like,
and
they're like, is that what you guys use in
Brazil? And he was like, you know, like thinking, nailed it. And I was like, no. And like had to explain, like, you know, like just like trying to hand signal it and then go and get it. Oh, you know, and then it was whole production. The whole store got involved. Just very, really. Really, one
like
of those
a classic embarrassing sitcom moments.
Yeah.
It's very sitcom-y.
Yes, it was. It was just very, very step by step.
That's like a nightmare you have in high school.
Yeah. It's very. I was like 14 again, and the guy was like so handsome, and I was already like dressed very poorly.
What were you doing in Brazil?
Yeah, what were you doing there?
I was working on a documentary for Hallmark, as you do.
Sure.
About. They're doing a series called Wonder Women, which is about badass women all over the world, which is really cool. Like they did firefighters in Brazil. They did firefighters in Mexico, all female firefighters in Mexico. They did 80-year-old deep sea divers in Japan. And mine was about like female military police officers in Rio. Before I started comedy, I made a documentary, so they knew me from that. They saw my jokes and they were like, you know what? She has a lot of problems with casting in Hollywood. Let's let her direct this fucking movie.
So you were directing it?
I was directing it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that is so impressive.
That's really cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When is that going to come out?
I think the deliverables are in July, so hopefully the fall or like early 2017.
Hell yeah.
I think it'll be great.
Wonder
Woman. I'll let you guys know. Yeah, it's really
I'd love to see. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool. It's a really and it's all female directors and it's like you would love a lot. It's like so perfect for this.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And really cool stories of different women all over the world that like you're like it's just cool to see, like, especially in Brazil, I thought what was amazing, because, like, my last one was in South Asia, and in South Asia, I always feel like there's, like, kind of a disconnect between, like, sex and sexuality, at least the way I grew up, and, like, your intelligence and, like, being a badass, and in Brazil, it's all kind of, like, meshed together.
Yeah.
Like, the women
totally embrace it.
And they had the nails, and they're, like, so feminine, and they're, like, just very, like, embracing of, like, their sexuality and their femininity, but then they were also badasses, just, like, very, like, robust in the way that they kind of like I feel like I was so impressed and I like learned a lot about like just their just the ownership of you
of both sides of their yes. femininity
and the yeah. multifacetedness of it. Like, you don't have to be one thing or the other. There was just like this very natural kind of like mm-hmm. you can be all of these things. You're not, you don't have to be this or this. It wasn't so categorized, which I yeah. loved.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, my favorite That's stepmom really, wow. is Brazilian, and like I just love. I just love her and her family so much. Like, Brazilian people, they're just like, they're just always like, it's always, they just have such a joie de vivre. Like, I just feel right. like sexuality mm-hmm. there is like more in the forefront of yeah. sort of society.
Well, it's not so, yeah, you're not supposed to be fucking ashamed of it all the time.
No.
Or yeah. like you said, that's what I'm trying to learn now as like I get older, is just being like, oh, I can be sexual and smart and all the things I want. I don't have to yeah. hide it. I don't have to be like, oh, I'm funny and also like I have a body or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. I hate that shit. So yeah. it's so nice to be around people who are embracing it.
And it's how much of it, what I realize is how much of it is cultural. It's what
so
you
grew, much.
Like
yeah.
you don't even realize that you grew up with a certain set of like expectations or like internal messaging until you go to a different place and see something that is totally outside of how you grew up or how you lived, and then you're like, oh shit, this is like how mm-hmm. how great. What was also interesting is all of those women, we did three female military police officers, and then it was like each one of them married their first love.
Really?
Which is oh. very interesting.
That is interesting. Wow.
That I also think is cultural, because it's mm-hmm. about commitment and like a veneration of love. And it's not like that with everybody, obviously, but like even in those relationships, like rarely here do I ever go to a wedding where I'm like, I want that, you know, mm-hmm. with the couples. But like all three of these couples were like, you could, people were like, oh, did you like direct them to be like this? And I was like, no, you can't fucking.
Did you
like,
direct what, them yeah, to I love know. Each other?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. yeah. What do you, what am I, a fucking miracle worker that I can, no, these people, this is genuine. Like you could tell that there was like a, like that seemed enviable. There was like a mm-hmm. connection between these people that was like really, like loving and like seemed like they were best friends, but also like mutual respect, you know. There's just like mm-hmm. a lot of I was very impressed by the relationships of our women, and I was like, it was one of the first times where I was like, oh, I would want that.
Yeah,
you know, like something like that.
Did it seem like a little bit more of an equal relationship than is typical of like an American marriage?
So that's an interesting question, because it's like how much the question would be like, how much are gender roles like accepted or reinforced by both sides? Mm-hmm. So in each couple, it was kind of different. But one of the women was like, she's like a military police officer and her husband's her driver, you know, so she's like outranking him. But mm-hmm. I remember like when we were in the house, we would ask like, oh, who's the boss? Like just something kind of like silly and fun at home. And then she was totally like, he is, just like giving it to him.
Right.
You know, she's like, I'm the boss at work. He's the boss at, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like giving. So, and then I know one of them was like, oh, I do all of like the cooking and the cleaning. So like still some like very like traditional kind mm-hmm. of gender roles. How much is that each couple? I wish we could have gone like deeper. If it was a feature, I feel like we could have gone deeper into like what those expectations are and like who does what, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah. how much is that? Like, how much is it the, you know, the residual, I just, how much is it the residual like nature of that still exists? And I love the way, as I was saying that, it's like, I just want, like, I feel like when my dad married my mom, it was almost like, you don't just get a wife, but you get, if you're not super wealthy, you also kind of get a maid and a nanny, you get all right. of that. And then I was yeah. just thinking, that's what I want.
yeah, please.
In a husband, it's like yeah, I yeah. want a maid and a nanny.
What else are you bringing to the table?
You do all the housework.
Yeah, you do everything.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, if only.
I'm a dick. No, well, not an equal partnership. I'm like, no, skew it.
I feel like an asshole. We're like, what visor do you wear? And you've just been in this incredible trip.
Like, I know. You're like, I actually just like examined this really interesting group of people across the world. And,
seriously, I'm an incredible gloss.
No, I love the way I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I like brought it down. We were talking about things like visors.
Super interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Anyway, really cool. Tear away pants or no. we'll be back. We'll be back.
We're going to take our pants off there. But... Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Barbara Gray.
I'm Brandi Posey.
I'm Tess Barker.
I forgot mine too.
And I'm Kieran Deal.
Yay!
There we go. There it is.
And Kieran was just talking about the film she made, the documentary short. What was it
before? It was like right out of college. I made a short documentary about a woman. There was a guerrilla revolution in Nepal where 40% of the rebel army there were women over the course of a 10-year revolution.
Damn.
So I heard about it in college and I was like, holy fucking shit, that's crazy. Like, those women like look like me. What is it that makes like somebody go pick up like an AK-47 or like an M16 in the middle of a village and be like, I have to go fight for my rights? So it's like, I wrote a thesis on it. Like, I got to go there like for a summer. And then like the day after graduating, I went to like, I'm going to make a movie. Mm-hmm. It's like the worst idea ever. Don't fucking do that with your time. I thought it was going to be like a couple months and it turned into like 2 years. That,
yeah, wow. Especially a documentary. That's like a doc, yeah. You're just giving everything.
But the woman was amazing. We ended up focusing on one woman. The movie's called Woman Rebel. And it was basically following this one woman who ended up going kind of from the jungles to the halls of parliament. Which
wow.
Was, yeah, which was just like, no, like there was no way I knew that kind of going into it.
Yeah.
And so, and we got really lucky. HBO bought it at the end. So
nice.
Wow, yeah. Girl.
Yeah.
How did you choose her as your subject? You just had like a few women that you were looking at, or?
It was a lot of sobbing at like bodegas and like drinking Coca-Cola and panicking at journalists and the people that I met. I'm like, how do I find someone? Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. That's you're like, oh, that sounds like a great strategy. You sound super stable. No, it was like, I think because when you go, like when you go there, it's really like kind of following the rabbit hole, like mm-hmm. anything. It's like, how do you book shows? Like how did you book your tour? It's like you kind of followed the rabbit hole mm-hmm. and like, you know, you reached out to people and then that person put you in touch with somebody who put you in touch with somebody who put you in touch with somebody. That was a dead end. But then eventually you kind mm-hmm. of find, you know, you just kind of keep digging, you keep going and then you meet some people. The crazy thing was it would be like you... Because of the way it's like set up in a developing country, it'd be like a journalist would call you at like 10 p.m. at night and it'd be like, be at this bus station at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
And you're like, cool, I'll be there. And then you like show up and then you ride a bus into like the hills for like 5 hours.
Yes.
And then you get out and hike for like another 3 hours. And I don't like hiking because I'm lazy. So I wasn't like, oh, it's gorgeous. I was like, when is this over?
Did you have Tivas with you? Because then
it would have been a different game.
Everything.
It would have been a different game.
No, she wouldn't have been able to get up the hill from all the dick that would have been attracted to her.
Yeah. It would have been a whole new world for me.
Filming it yourself?
I hired a shooter.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, I produced it. I produced that and directed it. So it was like, eventually we found, you know, we found this woman. And once we found the woman, it got a lot easier. But it definitely took, I would say, 2 or 3 months just to find a good subject.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Because things just move at a pace. You know what I mean? Like things mm-hmm. like time is a little more elastic in a developing country. Like people do things a little bit differently there. You know what I mean? It's like there's kind of a pace to life. Like you realize, like America's very like go, go, go all the time. Like every, you know, don't fucking waste time getting your lunch. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. get a to-go bag and shit, you know?
Right.
That's like LA.
Make eye contact when you eat.
My friend visited here. She was like, God, the pace is so intense. Just the difference here from where she's from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is she from?
From Salt Lake, so yeah.
Whole different world.
Like compared to New York, it's so chill here. Like,
yeah. I go to New York and I almost have a panic attack
every
time.
Yeah.
Woman Rebel, check it out, you guys. Is it on HBO
still? People find it?
It's done. Now it's like an educational, like it goes to colleges and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So hopefully at some point, I know Netflix right now isn't buying short content, mm-hmm. but we've talked to them a couple times. So it's like if they start buying short, because it's like 40 minutes. And so if they start buying that kind of stuff, it would be really nice. Because just for people to see it, you know what I mean? It's like, it's nice to like have.
Yeah,
it's
just nice have it accessible.
It's weird that like it's kind of documentaries. I feel like in the last like 3 years or so, people like I think with like Making a Murderer and like The Jinx and like, you know, they've really kind
people
of.
People are really getting into it.
Oh, that's
really
probably my favorite kind of movie. I love documentaries. Like that's like my favorite. That's like the one thing I'm always down to watch is documentaries.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really admire too making them because you are finding your story. You don't have any idea what it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
And it's just like the fact that you said like she went to Parliament. How did you fucking know that? You didn't know that was going to happen.
That's
amazing.
That was very, the fact that happened gave us such a nice arc
right.
over the course of the thing. Yeah. And how do you kind of plan that while you're, it's like, I mean, it's not comedy, but it's like when you're, riffing on stage or something, it's like you're trying sometimes when it's
bring
like
it a, full
something
circle.
New it's mm-hmm. like a new like you're trying to find it and then sometimes it fails, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're trying and then it's like and then you go back and you work on it again. I feel like that's why docs can take time, you know, it's like people need to
for sure
you know, for them to be good anyway.
And for the story to emerge. I mean, it's kind of like that with reporting a little bit too, or like sometimes I'm like, I don't know what this story is, like, so I'm just kind of like researching and talking to people and then I like have like a doc and I'm like, oh, okay, this is like, it kind of like comes out. Mm-hmm. It's almost like sculpting where you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is what this is about. Because yeah, yeah. it's like this messy, like mess of information.
Because you do a lot of like writing, journalism.
Yeah, yeah. 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 I've sort of like started to do more investigative stuff. But I really like doing like, and not, that's not even like the main thing I do, but I sometimes like to do investigative stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, it's very similar where you just kind of go down a rabbit hole and you're like, what? Oh, and you like talk to another person and that person's like, you should talk to that person. And then like, all of a sudden,
that's like when I made a short documentary about people collect dolls, and then all of a sudden I was like, "Wow, now I know a lot of people collect dolls in Salt Lake City."
Right? Yeah.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Like, did not expect to meet all these weirdos, but here we go.
But that's also what I love about watching documentaries is I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I want to learn about like the history of salt or like whatever." Like, I just right. love like learning a lot about something like really specific. That one that you recommended to me a few years ago is one of my favorites about the people that collect the Chuck E. Cheese documentaries.
Oh, that is one of my favorite movies of all time.
That, have you seen that?
What's it called?
Oh my God! Now
the rocket fire explosion.
Yeah, rocket fire explosion.
Oh my God!
Rocket fire.
Rocket fire. Yeah,
it's about the guys who collect like the original
animatronics.
The original animatronic.
Oh, cool.
From Chuck E. Cheese, and it was called Rocket Fire Explosion before it was Chuck E. Cheese, and it's just these like a very intense, weird group of people, and then you find out that two of them are like married, and it's just it's amazing.
Yeah,
the guys who made that movie, they've made a few other ones. I need to. Check out.
I would love to watch more of their stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that it helps. The one thing I like about it is it helps me get my head out of my own ass. You know, like docs can help you get your head out of your own asshole because it's like.
We're just in this little bubble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just in general, it's like you get to see the way other people live, like literally, and other people's stories. And just, it's like a good reminder that, you know, people all over the world are doing like incredible shit, regardless of whether or not they have. A platform, like a big platform for it, like even like Hero Dreams of Sushi. It's like, and there's this dude who's just like riding on his bicycle every day and just like making the perfect fucking fish concoction. You know,
like, I was having like a panic attack once, and the guy I was dating like put that on because it's just like so soothing and
wait,
like,
is it like
beautiful.
Food porn?
Yeah, it's this guy who just makes sushi, and he's just been doing it forever. He's this really old man, and it's like the best sushi.
I would like that.
It's very relaxing and.
Yeah, I love anything where you're getting to see some nice, like relaxing shots of people making pretty food.
Yeah.
It makes you feel safe.
Yes, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Like my version of that is the bougie coffee shop. You know? It's just like I'm just surrounded by people with trust funds and I'm like, I'm okay.
They're okay, so I'm okay. I'll use their blanket of okayness.
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Or like, yeah, like I can spend $8 on coffee right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a womb of security. It's not my money, but it feels like it.
I love that.
Oh man, should we do a lady problem?
Quick lady problem?
Yeah.
Okay, right, cool.
Let's do them. This is our biggest hit.
Oh, this is your band again?
This is our band.
Yeah.
Lady, lady problems. Lady,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lady
this song
do this
is like,
to me.
Lady problems.
Lady problems.
Yeah, that was a big one in Germany.
Mm-hmm. The Hoff.
Yeah.
The Hoff remixed it.
Mm-hmm. He opened for us
for a while. He opened his... Pants for okay.
All right, let's get
his
into
cargo
it.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, Hoff is definitely a cargo short guy.
You think?
I think so.
I think he just wears Speedos.
I think after Baywatch, he's like, I can wear cargo shorts. I was Baywatch dude. I think he has a heightened
Maybe
sense
so.
Of himself.
Oh man, I Maybe watched so. The Tommy Lee and Pam tape,
the porno,
very recently.
Yeah, how would that go?
Yeah, how's that hold up?
It is what you think it is. I mean, I didn't watch it, but after that whole yacht sex tape thing, I was like thinking about it. I was like, oh yeah, I should look at this because somebody was talking about it. I was just like, it's so, Tommy's just so fucked up. He's just like, God, you're so hot. You're so fucking hot. That's all he's saying the whole time. And
oh, yeah, that like, I feel like that was before the bar was set high for sex tapes. It was like, yeah, okay, cool. You're two celebrities having sex. Now
yeah,
you need to like
yeah.
bring something out. Like,
I mean, it was interesting. And he's driving with his big dick. He's driving. He's like
what?
Handling the wheel of
oh,
his car.
Oh, you should have led with that.
With his dick.
Wait, like
He's using it like a club.
Like, you know how you might use your like the knee to drive.
Security.
Yeah. He used his dick.
Okay, that's amazing.
That's hilarious.
You're like, he's actually bringing a lot to the table.
Yeah, yeah, I take back everything. No, I would like to recant all of my comments.
He brings something to the table. Yeah.
Well, I think it first happened before the internet, right?
Yeah, it was a while. I mean, I think
it
was
pre-internet.
It was a while ago.
See, I didn't know anyone who had the VHS.
Have you seen this tape, Randy?
No.
I was just kind of, I was like, oh, yeah, I think I'd watch it a long time ago. And it does feel gross because you're like, oh, they didn't want people to see this. So it does feel kind of gross. But I'm like, oh, I've seen Pamela Anderson on Playboy. I think
at this point they must have accepted it, right?
It was a while ago. Yeah.
They came into, and I love Pamela Anderson, as should go without saying, but when I was working at the Skechers in the outlet mall in Camarillo.
You just like had a time machine.
Footwear.
Wow.
It was like her brain froze from a Slurpee.
That was the worst job I've ever had. Had to wear a basketball jersey. I thought there was a homeless person in the store, and like there was like this guy who smelled really bad, and I like looked up, but I like didn't know how to deal with it.
Tommy.
It was Tommy Lee. Aww. Yeah, and he was there with Pamela.
He seemed stinky.
I mean, like, so he smelled so bad that like I was like, how do we deal with it? Like, he was stinking up Skechers.
Oh man,
yeah.
All right, let's read this lady problem. No, we don't have time.
Okay.
Hey Tommy.
Sorry, I got distracted by the sex tape.
Sorry. Hey Tommy, get some deodorant. Problem solved.
What is he up to? He's not dead, is he?
It would have been very insensitive.
He seems like he could be, but I guess he's not.
No, he's a kicking.
Parts of him are.
He's around.
Yeah. Just inside.
Just inside. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't blame him for that. Yeah.
Kieran, where can people find you on the internet?
After that, this is our wrap-up question.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
What are your handles?
Shit from Kieran. Nice. And my name, Kieran Deal.
Cool.
And look out for her stand-up. She's hilarious. And her upcoming documentary.
On Lifetime.
Do you have a name for that? Does the doc have a name yet?
It's going to be called Wonder Women. I think they've done one press release. And then it'll be, yeah. But I'll tell you guys.
We'll pimp it out.
Yeah. Follow us on all of our platforms as well, so you can get updates and stuff like that. All of our guests like have done so many cool things, and we're always like pimping out like, oh shit, this happened and this happened and this happened. So follow us on all of our social platforms. Lady Comedy.
We're on Instagram right now. We're on Instagram now too, so check us out if we post anything on there.
Yeah. Leave some reviews on iTunes. We would appreciate it.
Do it.
Yay.
And
we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.